imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, dancing in the studio, and you guessed it, to the Turtles. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Why am I playing the Turtles first thing in the morning? Because Rhonda Dorfman from the beach, Pensacola Beach, is here to talk about the upcoming Sea Turtle Baby Shower, one of my absolute all-time favorite events, with Gulf Coast Turtle Watch and so many other organizations that are supporting it. Good morning, Miss Rhonda.
Well, good morning, Meg. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to see you. Rhonda and I got a chance to know each other very well when I was out at the Pensacola Beach Chamber. She was my source, my go-to, and one of my best supporters and information, and just made life a lot easier for me. So I'm always grateful to you for
love
that.
Love it on the beach. We all love the beach. That's
absolutely
correct.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is a really fun event. Tell me everything.
Okay, so June 7th, summer's kicking off. What better way to take your family out and enjoy the morning than coming to the Gulf Coast Sea Turtle Baby Shower? Now, we love the Sea Turtle Baby Shower. You can get baby shower treats there as well, but you do not have to bring a gift. Bring your family and come out to the Gulfside Pavilion. This is a free family community event, and we love it because we have lots of hands-on educational exhibits to teach our locals, our visitors, about the nesting habits of our sea turtles. And there's a lot that we can do as individuals when we go to the beach that can help create a safe environment for our lovely sea turtles when they come home to nest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it is nesting season now, correct?
Nesting season started in May. That is correct. And so we have over 20 exhibitors here, and we're going to be kicking off our morning at 9 a.m. at the Gulfside Pavilion. And at 9 a.m., we go from 9 a.m. to noon. There's lots of free parking, and this free community event will educate us and have family fun. The first thing that's going to happen is you're going to hear all that fantastic music by Boogie Inc. Mm-hmm. They're going to be out there playing music.
Our girl Bonnie.
That's right. And then when you walk up to the Gulfside Pavilion, you'll see volunteers there, and you'll see all the tents set up with all our exhibitors. And so you'll be able to walk up and get a free coloring book for each of your children, and then they can walk around to each of the exhibitors and learn, play a game, educate, get cool giveaways, mm-hmm. and then they can get a stamp in their coloring book.
Okay.
So once they go to some of the vendors, at least five or six, and learn about our sea turtles from groups like the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center, from our very own co-host, the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch people, we'll talk more about them in a second, then they can take that coloring booklet and go over to where our world-class pageantry girls are, and they can decorate a cookie. And then they get to have a sweet treat, like you do at a baby shower, mm-hmm. after they've learned all about the nesting habits of our sea turtles, how to treat our beach, how to keep it clean, and then also about all the other wonderful agencies that we'll talk about in a minute, and how they support clean, healthy waters, estuaries, bays, and just a clean environment. So it's a very fun day to just bring the family out and have fun. And, you know, we love doing this every year. It's a fun thing.
It is fun. It's one of my favorite events. And if you just join us, it's the Sea Turtle Baby Shower on Pensacola Beach, Saturday, June 7th, 9 to noon. So it's something you can come out in the morning and either have breakfast before you start or maybe go have a little lunch afterwards.
That's right.
But there'll probably be some food. There are going to be cookies. We
know that there'll definitely be cookies. Mm-hmm. And we just have such a good time bringing all the exhibitors together. And the children love the coloring book and the crayons. And like I said, if you're visiting or a tourist coming in, you know, and you've first time to the beach, or you just get to come out once a year on vacation, then there's lots of just little hands-on things mm-hmm. that, you know, that the Pensacola Mess Hall provides. And that we have, first of all, our co-sponsors, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Island Times, and the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch. They're our new co-sponsor this year.
Yay. Perfect
they,
fit.
Yes. And they are going to be taking this over in the future, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, that's because a really good idea.
It's an educational forum for them. It really is. And Pensacola Beach Advocates will always be their co-host and help them out.
Mm-hmm.
But so the first thing that's going to happen at 9:30 is you're going to get to take the sea turtle oath.
I have taken the oath every year. Ms. Shelley Johnson with Island Times is usually the one who has everyone get together, and she is the giver of the oath. Is that the right?
That is correct. She is the giver. She is the giver of the oath, and that occurs around 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 10 o'clock, we are so pleased that the Yucca Ladies.
I love them.
They will be there serenading us for about 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
They're
going to
be playing us right into the story time.
Aww.
With Marina the Mermaid.
Oh.
Our Ocean Strike friends have found a mermaid for us, and the mermaid is going to be telling the children a story about the life journey of a baby sea turtle and how tough it is for them to make it to adulthood.
Okay.
So we have Marina the Mermaid telling a story. And then, of course, at 11 o'clock, we have a special exhibitor presentation by the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. And, of course, then we will end our morning with the Tiara Sea Turtle Queen drawing.
Oh,
so
how do you get into the drawing? Because anybody can be the sea turtle
queen. Correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Absolutely anybody, any age. You don't have to, anybody, male, female, mm-hmm. will adjust the crown. If we get a male king, that's okay. But what we like to do with that is this year, the proceeds from a $5 donation will all go to benefit Gulf Coast Turtle Watch.
Oh, excellent.
And as you know, the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch group was, they're our turtle patrollers.
Mm-hmm.
They get up early in the morning. They're out there at 4:30 looking for turtle tracks, and they are trained.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have one nest now that they found.
Oh, fantastic.
They're a little worried about it because it's a little close to the water.
Mm.
And this year they don't have a permit to move nest.
Oh.
So the nest have to stay where they are. And so what happened with this nest was there were a group of people out there and they helped kind of mark it off. They actually got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
when the turtle came up. But humans can also be a fearful thing for the turtles.
Of course.
Because they can scare them. And the bright lights. We want to keep lights at a minimum. So the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch went out and marked the nest, which is what they do. The turtle patrollers marked the nest, but then they also saw a need to aid the injured turtles. There was no way for us in Pensacola to move the turtles from Pensacola Beach if they got injured to their place of refuge. So what they did was they've been raising money to buy a vehicle.
I heard about this.
And they purchased a vehicle. And we love to support. And this $5 goes to the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch because they're a nonprofit. And so we'll talk more about that.
Coming up in just a couple minutes. Yes. Talking with Rhonda Dorfman. She is here with the Sea Turtle Baby Shower telling us all about that. She's also with Pensacola Beach Advocates and with several organizations on Pensacola Beach. But if you have a question for her about sea turtles, nesting, any of those topics that we're covering this morning, just text it in at 850-437-1620 and we will be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Talking this morning with Rhonda Dorfman. She's here to tell us all about the sea turtle baby shower that's coming up on Pensacola Beach. You know, let's talk a little bit about sea turtles.
Yes. Okay. So if you've ever been lucky enough to see one while you're out fishing, or sometimes I've seen some babies close to shore, nesting season is upon us. Okay. So the first amazing thing about sea turtles is that, did you know that they return to the beach where they were born to lay their eggs? That is just so amazing.
Cool to me. I did not know that.
Yes, it is absolutely unbelievable. So, you know, like now one turtle does come out during the day to hatch. I mean, come out during the day to maybe lay their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to tell people, if you see that, call the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, call the wildlife, call the non-emergency number of the sheriff's deputy, and they'll call the appropriate people to come out and to mark that nest, okay, if you happen to see that. But nighttime is the not right time for the turtles to come out to lay their eggs. So they make it out onto the beach.
From the surf.
Surf. They crawl up from the surf, and that is why it is so important that you leave no trace. Because a canopy, a chair, anything that could scare them or spook them or get in their way could entrap them.
Mm-hmm.
They could get caught, like a big hole.
Right.
You know, a turtle is huge.
Sandcastles,
they're huge. So they could get stuck in one of those deep holes. So we want you to leave the beach clean, dark, and flat for our sea turtles, okay? And so they come out, and they will nest, and then they will lay their eggs. And then hopefully they will be able to not get disoriented by all of the white light. If you've been up the beach at night, you notice that we have special lights on the streets, okay? Homes are equipped with special lights because we want it to be as dark as possible. I mean, we've seen from Tim Day and Rick O'Connor, we've seen how the lights in town even can show out on the beach and how it can disorient a turtle. So what the turtles want to do is come in, lay their eggs, and then they turn around and they go back out to the Gulf. They follow the moon, okay? And that is the same pattern that we want for when our little sea turtle eggs start to hatch.
The hatchlings come
out. So when the turtle patrollers come out and they see a crawl, okay, and they find a nest, they're going to mark that nest appropriately. And please, please, please do not do anything by the nest, near the nest. You know, I know no one wants to remember COVID, but remember COVID. Stay 10 feet to 6 feet away, right?
Right, that's
stay,
right.
Stay away from the nest, okay? And then what's going to happen is they're going to mark that nest with the date that they found it, how many eggs they think are in there, and then they're going to give a possible hatch date, you know, from 60 days, I believe. And so then they have the days, and so then they're going to start monitoring that when it gets close to the hatching time. So when it gets close to those turtles being able to hatch, they're going to go down with a stethoscope and they're going to listen to the little rumblings of the eggs as the turtles begin to scratch and try to hatch.
Wow.
And then they're going to do their best to facilitate getting all those cute little sea turtle babies towards the Gulf. And then, you know, they're challenges aren't over then either. If they can make it to the water, then they have to make it into a nice little patch of seaweed so they can get their nutrients, and they got to stay away from the big things that might eat them and the other challenges in the water.
Nature's course.
That's correct. But as human beings, what you're going to learn about at the sea turtle baby shower is what we can do to help them get to adult life and help us keep our beaches in tip-top shape. And what we should all do as good stewards of our beaches, of the earth, of our water, and our environment.
And you know what? We've come a long way, because there was a time that we were, there were some really clearly in danger, the sea turtles that were coming to our beach, where we weren't even having any nests at one point. It was very scary. And we've actually seen now an increase over the years. Just in my short time there, I've noticed we're seeing an increase of nests and an increase of successful hatchings. So that's the good news.
It
is. Are they
the
still on the endangered species list?
Yes, they still are. That's why we, you know, have very, take very good care of watching where their nests are. And, you know, there are several brands. There are several types of turtles. And you're going to learn all about our sea turtles. And Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, I cannot tell you enough about those girls. You can see them out at Bands on the Beach every other Tuesday with their turtle mobile and everything and the tiara.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You said there's a lot of different vendors coming to this event.
One of our favorites, Dan in the Sand. He comes in.
What's that about?
Dan in the Sand is the greatest sandcastle sand designer. He's a designer. And he comes out and designs a cute little message for us, for all our people to see about turtles, lights out. And, you know, he is. He'll teach you how to build sandcastles. That's what he does.
Oh,
and he
cool.
is beloved across the Gulf Coast from here to the 30A. So we're excited to have a sculpture made by
Very
Dan.
Very cool.
You can get free water. The ECUA water truck will
be there.
Bring your water bottle, and you can refill it all morning long with the ECUA water truck. SRIA is there with their fun, cool giveaways. And then we're also going to have the sea turtle oath with jelly and the Pensacola mess hall. Well,
they're
our kids,
amazing.
Yes, our kids love to go there. So they're going to have some fun games and some fun activities. The Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center will tell you about their mission. They're a great group. If you're here visiting, go to Navarre and go see them, because that you can, I forgot the name of their little sea turtle that they have in residence.
Oh, okay.
And so that's a good place to visit as well. And then we have the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch. Will it be there? Ocean Hour.
They're the best.
The volunteers. Ocean Hour, Sharon, they are the best at keeping our areas clean, even though we're supposed to be picking up after ourselves.
Right.
They come in and pick up pounds and pounds and pounds of trash. And so they'll be there, and they're working in conjunction. We're also going to have Keep Pensacola Beautiful there.
Great.
So they always have a project going on. And then, of course, Rick O'Connor with Sea Grant will be educating people. The 4-H, Jeremy Johnson out at 4-H.
Yes.
They have great programs for youth and teens, really teaching them how to empower themselves and how to be self-sufficient. And he's got information about that.
And if you just joined us, talking with Rhonda Dorfman, she's telling us all about the Sea Turtle Baby Shower going on in Pensacola Beach. It'll be Saturday, June 7th from 9 to noon. Got a few more things to share about in terms of the event coming up, so don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute after the break. This is Pep Talk. If you've got a question for 850-437-1620. You're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Rhonda Dorfman is here talking about the Sea Turtle Baby Shower on Pensacola Beach, June 7th, 9 to noon. Okay, a couple more details. What do we need to know?
Well, I would like to share about some of our other wonderful exhibitors, okay? So we have the Emerald Coast Wildlife Group and the Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida. Come and learn about what to do if you find an injured animal somewhere. You know, come learn about the other wildlife that's not, you know, necessarily coming out of the water. Also, Audubon Institute, our
birds.
Nesting birds. Yes,
yes,
you see all those areas roped off along when you come out to the beach? That's about our nesting birds. So
I didn't even know till I was out there that we had eagles, bald eagles on the beach.
I'm still trying to see one. I'm just like always too late. Day late and a dollar short. That's exactly right. And we also have Ocean Strike, who's sponsoring our mermaid. They're interesting because through ecotourism, they're going to take you out and show you, take you for dives and snorkeling, and they're going to get you in that water and actively showing you what's going on and how we need to take care of
lionfish.
Yes, exactly.
Focus on that.
And Healthy Gulf is another organization that works all across our Gulf, and they show us about healthy water and why we need to keep our waters clean and our estuaries, like Pensacola and Perdido Bay's estuary program, who brought us all the attention about the manatees that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, I mean, the groups are unbelievable, and all of these groups are going to share with your children and adults. It's not just for kids.
But in a fun way. I mean, they're definitely going to find
hands-on
games. Things to do.
That's correct. Coloring books, cookies, free family community event. It really is. And so, but one thing that we just love doing, we thought it was so much fun, was the Sea Turtle Queen. It was the thing that when we brought the Sea Turtle Baby Shower back, we're like, well, let's have a Sea Turtle Queen. We have we have people creating these beautiful tiaras for us, and they donate them. And so if you make a $5 donation to the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, okay, then you can register to become the Sea Turtle Queen. And not only do you get a lovely Sea Turtle Queen gift basket to go with your tiara and your sash, we will also put you in the Pensacola Beach Surf and Santa Parade. You'll get your own convertible, and you can throw Christmas treats and, you know, throw beads and have a wonderful time riding. Now, there are no obligations, no bikini contest, no oratorical contest. You don't have to.
Ooh, so how can they do it if they wanted to find out more information real quick?
Okay, scan code. That's okay. Facebook, Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, Island Times, Pensacola Beach Advocates. Hit that scan code. Make a donation. They'll out your ticket. $5 donation. They would love to have you participate. We'd love to have you be the sea turtle queen for
All
Pensacola
right.
Beach.
All right. Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Thank
Dorfman,
you,
here this morning.
Meg.
Again, the
Thank
event,
you.
June 7th,
June
9
7th,
12.
9
Don't
to noon.
Miss it.
Gulfside Pavilion.